At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Corner Tuesdays here during the baseball season. For me, it's pretty simple. We got the news this weekend that Caitlin Clark had like a strain. She's going to be injured. She'll be out 2 weeks. What is it, like a groin strain or a hamstring strain? I forgot what the injury is.
I think they said a quad strain, whatever it is. Yeah.
Something that's going to keep her out for 2 weeks. It's going to be tough, or it's going to be a hot corner this next couple weeks for the WNBA. Their star is out. We'll talk about it a little bit more in depth later on in the show, but this is something that's just, you know, it's to give it, you know, your fantasy analogy. This is when your number one pick in your fantasy team is hurt for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. You're like, what am I going to do now? This is what the WNBA is doing. Okay, Paige, maybe this is time for you to step up. Angel Reese, maybe go find another target to be a heel against. Mm-hmm. Bring some sort of creativity into your sport, because your number one sell, your number one person, your face of your league that's rejuvenated this league to a new standard is going to be out for 2 weeks. And I'm tough on these Tuesdays to see what those ratings will be and what the attention will be for the WNBA with their superstar out.
Well, I think it's going to be a real wake-up call for the WNBA. And I hope it is a real wake-up call for the WNBA. And they realize that they are a Caitlin Clark league and nobody else really matters at this point in time, right? And I hope they have these 2 weeks where Caitlin Clark doesn't play. The coverage of the WNBA isn't like it is when Caitlin Clark plays. The attendance isn't going to be there. They're already talking about drastic ticket price drops in games that Caitlin Clark was supposed to be in that she's not going to be in. And I hope this is a 2 week period, and it's only a 2 week period, where the WNBA realizes, and the players and Angel Reese in particular, all realize that, hey, we can really truly all benefit from Caitlin Clark. We need to embrace Caitlin Clark. And that's been my message since this whole thing started with the WNBA and her relationship with Angel Reese out there trying to play that heel. You've got to embrace Caitlin Clark, because eventually she's going to be gone. And are you guys going to be able to do enough to set up the league for the next? You know, Jordan set it up. LeBron setting it up. You know, Anthony Edwards setting the league up. There's constantly people there setting the league up. The WNBA needs to embrace Caitlin Clark, just like the golfers did with Tiger Woods, and everybody is going to benefit from the Caitlin Clark effect. And I think these 2 weeks will be a great wake-up call for the WNBA to realize that they need Caitlin Clark more than she needs the WNBA, quite frankly, at this point in time.
Do you think anybody runs away for the rest of the year with these 2 weeks out, or do you think they'll just be pining and waiting for her to come back?
What do you mean runs away?
Like, they just won't watch it anymore because they'll lose interest for 2 weeks because she won't be playing.
And then
at minimum 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Say it's three. will they come back when she comes back?
That'll be the interesting thing to see if they do. Yeah, I think if she comes back, I think people do come back because you want to see Caitlin Clark. She's one of the great athletes in our time right now, not just WNBA player. She's one of the great draws, if not the biggest draw out there right now. So I think she goes away for a couple of weeks. People realize the league isn't as good, obviously, without Caitlin Clark from a storyline standpoint, from a production standpoint, from a monetary standpoint. And they realize in a couple of weeks, man, we got to get behind Caitlin Clark and support everything she does. And enough fighting with Caitlin Clark and trying to be people that don't like Caitlin Clark. Let's embrace Caitlin Clark, because with Caitlin Clark, we're all making a lot of money.
No doubt. Who's your hot corner on a Tuesday?
Well, I think for me, it's Massey. And I think this is the guy now who you circle that needs to pick it up. When Jack Caglione is ready to come up, Massey seems like kind of the odd man out at this point in time. It's not going to be Garcia. It's not going to be India. It's not going to be Isbell. It's not going to be Drew Waters. It's not going to be Vinny. It's not going to be Salvi. It's not going to be anybody else on this team. I think Michael Massey is the guy that's on my hot corner right now, because I think the clock is ticking on Michael Massey, and I think he will be the guy that goes if and when Jack Caglione comes up. Not that that's breaking news or anything like that, but Massey has been given a great opportunity and, quite frankly, hasn't taken advantage of that opportunity.
Nathan, you got a hot corner?
As a 489 OPS for Massey. I mean, it's not playable.
No, that's not.
My hot corner is going to be Anthony Edwards. I know we just touched on him in setting up the league. He's averaging under 5 points in the fourth quarter each game of this series so far. And didn't even get a shot off in the first quarter last night.
Right, he really is dissipating as the game moves on. And he said something ridiculous at the end of the game last night. I'm not playing bad. I'm just not shooting enough. He was like 5 of 13. That's a lot.
That's exactly the reason why he's my hot corner. He said, Julius Randle and I were just covered well. The Thunder did well. It's, oh, okay. So, Anthony Edwards, are you going to be the superstar that we think that you are and break out of that slump, get around a good defense? Or is your plan, hey, we're going to rely on Dante DiVincenzo, and each year I'm going to get a gentleman sweep in the Western Conference Finals? I mean, which one is it?
Well, let me ask you guys this. Where do you draw the line between a superstar needing to take over a game versus another team just kicked your ass that day? Where is that? Because I don't know where that line is. Because I could argue either way, like, you got to do more, you're the superstar. But then there's the five other guys that are paid to kick your ass too, that are paid professionals out there. So let me ask you guys this, and the text line as well, as we kind of take a right-hand turn here. Where do you guys rank that versus this guy needs to step up and be big versus, hey, this other team of professionals just happened to shut you down that night too?
I think you saw it in game one against the Knicks and Pacers when Halliburton towards the end was, you know, getting assists and making plays, making shots. Whereas I think some guys, I think that's where the gene happens, because I think that's where you see this sort of development start, where quarterbacks in the NFL you see kind of dissipate when the game gets heavy. Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs just had that gene. Guys on Sunday would go up against Tiger Woods and have a 3-shot lead going into the back nine. Tiger wins the tournament by 2. They just get underneath that pressure, and some guys don't have it. Some guys rise to the occasion. Fourth quarter numbers show that Ant is, you know, maybe just having an off day or an off tournament or an off, you know, round when it comes to the fourth quarter. But again, like, when you set yourself up to be that guy, you are judged when the lights are the brightest. So sometimes, and I do think the Thunder are going to win this series in 5 games. I think they're the better team. I think that 40-point victory on Saturday night I think that was just more of a, hey, it's not our game. It's, you know, we can lose this one. We can rest. We don't have to worry about it. We know that we're better. We know that we'll win. They came back last night and won by 2. They go back to Oklahoma City and play Thursday. And they could win the series there. Like you said, gentlemen sweep. You got one in Minnesota. Congratulations. You got beat last night. We go back to OKC. We win. We rest. We hope Knicks and Pacers go 7. June 5th, we play game one.
June 5th, you got game one. Right. And what you mentioned there about the gene, you know, genes happen, not Gene Watson or anything like that. But we're talking about, like, you have that gene, right?
Watson, yes!
You have that ability to take it to the next level. And there aren't many athletes that do have that gene. And so I know everybody wants Anthony Edwards to be that face, to be that guy, to be that leader of the NBA. But maybe he's just not that guy, right? Like there are certain guys that aren't able to handle the pressure of being that guy, being that face, being that superstar. And they're better as a role player, as an ancillary player, right? LeBron, Michael Jordan, there's not many of these guys out there. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, that are truly the guy. And sometimes we want guys to be the guy, but maybe they're just not capable of being that guy. And that's why I ask about Anthony Edwards. Does he have that gene? Was it the other team that just shut him down? or does he just not have the ability to do what needs to be done in those big time situations?
Well, Bob, I think fans don't give the fact that there are five other professionals paid to kick their ass enough credit most of the time.
We never do.
When it comes to Anthony Edwards, that I mean, the words Michael Jordan were said when he came into the league when it came to this killer attitude that he had supposedly. So it's the comment that bothers me. Not to compare the two, but like Vinny Pasquantino would have said, I don't care how I played. We didn't win the game, so I didn't play good enough.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the response. Like, next time we need to play better. The train of thinking of, well, they just beat me. I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's like, okay, well, so now you're that team that's just going to go to the Western Conference Finals every year, and then Luka will get through and get his one. SGA will get through. Maybe next year it's like Sengun and the Rockets get through. And then Wimby, like, if they just played better and that's all we can do about it, you're going nowhere.
And then he'll request a trade to be out of Minnesota.
Right, exactly. Right. And that's absolutely where we're headed right now, because he's not going to do enough. They're going to lose the series. The town's going to turn on him. He's going to want out. July 1st can't get here soon enough with the NBA trade deadline.
You guys mentioned Ant and the sort of spotlight ticking on what can be great. Aaron Judge is about to be on the clock, because he's going to have another historic year, another MVP performance. The playoffs are going to happen, and he's going to be on the clock. And it ain't going to be Minnesota. It's going to be New York. And that light's going to be real bright. That's going to be Broadway light, exit stage left. If you can't handle the heat, then it's going to be tough, because he's one of those guys, man. Like, we're waiting to see that moment, to see that happen in the playoffs. And if it does, he's good. If it doesn't, it's going to be tough.
If he hits 400 this year,
mm-hmm.
will there be anybody in the history of sports under more pressure in the postseason than what Aaron Judge will be under this year? Dude. In all sports. In all sports, will anybody have more pressure on them than what Aaron Judge is going to have on him this year if he hits 400 for the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, because regular season,
like, doesn't matter.
Like you said, regular season doesn't matter in New York. Regular season doesn't matter in Kansas City because of what has been done.
That's right.
In the past, under one guy. If Aaron Judge had a World Series in his belt and was a hero last year in the playoffs and they won that World Series, he could hit 250 this year and no one would give a damn.
No one would care. No one would care. But if he hits 400 this year and doesn't do anything in the playoffs, nobody's going to care that he hit 400 in the regular season either.
They're going to say trade him. Coming up on the other side, somebody you never trade, somebody that could be maybe a magical unicorn in your franchise, is showing all of that power in the minor leagues. We talk Jack Caglione for the next 10 minutes here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.